Hello.
Hello, Mrs.
Hello.
Bird. Mrs. Bird.
Yes.
Hi, this is Carol. Is your husband home?
Yes. Carol who?
Carol Spinney.
Who?
It's Carol Spinney.
Uh huh. What's wrong?
Oh, I'm just calling to let you know that we need you to build a bird's nest in your yard. Big Bird from Sesame Street died today, and we just need to get everybody in the family to get together and build a nest for him in his memory.
Oh, who died today?
Big Bird.
Big Bird.
Yes, Big Bird.
Oh, who's Big Bird?
And Oscar the Grouch, too. It was terrible.
What happened?
Big Bird died.
Who is Big Bird?
You know, Big Bird. You probably seen him on television.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, Big Bird died today.
Okay.
So we need to build we need everybody in the family to build a nest in the yard, you know, to remember him.
Oh, okay, then.
Yeah, so I need you and Edward to start building a nest.
Oh, okay, then.
Like, do you have any, like, twigs or, like, anything around the yard you can use?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, how big is the nest going to be?
I do not have any idea yet. I have to talk to my husband.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
But you can start building a nest soon, right?
I'll see how soon my husband can do it.
Okay. And will you be able to attend the funeral?
Where's the funeral going to be?
It's on Sesame Street.
Broadcasting from an operator switchboard somewhere at the telephone company, you're listening to The Phone Show on prankoperator.com.
Hey everybody, welcome to The Phone Show. This is episode 14, and today is Monday, December 9th, 2019. Originally, this show was going to be quite a bit longer, and I planned to have it out yesterday, but I had a family emergency come up, so things got a little bit shortened and delayed here. But anyway, in case you hadn't already figured it out, today's show is all about Big Bird. And the reason for that is Carol Spinney, who is the guy who did the voice of both Big Bird and Oscar the Grouch on Sesame Street, sadly passed away yesterday, December 8th, at the age of 85. So I just thought it'd be good to do a memorial show for him. Before we get into the prank calls, where I'm going to be calling everybody with the last name of Bird, and tell them that I'm Big Bird's attorney and all the stuff that Big Bird left them in their will. A bunch of old people get confused, you know. It's kind of entertaining. But before I get into that, I'm going to share a recording that I actually released online a couple years ago. You might have even seen it on my website. But I called Carol Spinney a few years ago, and he agreed to talk to me in character. It's not so much a prank call, but it's still fun to listen to. He did the voice of both Big Bird and Oscar for me on the phone. I wish the audio quality were a little bit better, but at the time I did not quite think it through as far as quality. I was trying to put out a video, and I didn't really get the audio quality that great. I recorded it through a webcam on my cheap laptop with a cordless phone on speakerphone off to the side, and I was talking into a trimline phone. Do not recommend that for audio quality. It sucks. I did the best I could to make it a little bit louder and easier to hear, but I could only do so much. It still sucks, but still wanted to include it in the episode today because I just felt that it should be there since we're doing a Big Bird memorial here. So, anyway, enough of the announcements here in the intro. Let's get on with the show.
Hello?
Hi, may I speak with Big Bird, please?
Hello.
Hi, Big Bird. It's Matthew. How are you?
Good.
That's good. So how's Sesame Street?
Oh, it's fine.
That's good. Is everyone having fun today?
Yeah.
That's good.
Elmo is so funny.
So I was listening to my Sesame Street cassette tape earlier, and I heard you singing the alphabet. Do you still do that?
I love that. Yeah, but that, you know, it's the alphabet. I used to think it was a word.
Yeah, I remember.
Don't be right for the word. That was the word. C, S, K, after that we get another message. So I wish I knew exactly what I mean. That's not like any word of anyone to see. It's not a word of me. I was like that song.
Yeah, that's one of my favorite songs. My other favorite one is when you sang Surfing Bird. Remember that? Surfing Bird? Yeah. Up, up, a bird, bird, bird. The bird's the word.
Bird is the word. Bird, 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 bird.
Yeah. Yeah, I like that song. So, hey, Big Bird, I have a question for you. I've been meaning to change the outgoing announcement on my answering machine, and I was wondering if you might want to help me with that. I'll tell you what I'd like to say, and you can tell me if you want to do it. Say, hi, it's me, Big Bird. Matthew can't come to the phone right now, but if you leave a message, he'll call you back soon. Okay. So, I guess.
Ready?
I'm ready.
What's that? Oh, hey, you hope you get to the boss of the world. You thought you were going to get the Big Bird. Oh, that is. You thought you were the one. Hey, Oscar, let go of the phone. I'm not talking. Okay. Hi, it's Big Bird. Give me the phone. Give me the phone. Oscar, stop. Okay, okay. Right, so you want to stop the master. What are you talking about right now?
Thank you. Hi, Oscar.
Hey, have a long day.
Thank you, you too.
You're listening to The Phone Show on prankoperator.com.
Hello?
Hello, Fanny.
Hey!
Hey, it's Carl.
Who?
Carl, I'm the attorney managing the estate for Big Bird. He passed away this morning, and he left you some stuff in his will.
Who?
Big Bird. He just passed away, and he left you some stuff in his will. I'm the attorney managing his estate. He left you some oil paintings.
You said who left me something?
Big Bird.
Uh-huh.
You know, from PBS. So, anyway, he left you some stuff in his will, so we just need to know when you can come by the office and pick it up.
So where is the office?
We're on Kildare Farm Road.
I'm not familiar with that. I'm not familiar with Kildare Farm Road.
Yeah, it's in Kerry. Anyway, he left you some oil paintings. I guess he used to paint. I guess he must have known you from somewhere because he painted some portraits of you like 30 years ago.
Who you say did that?
Big Bird. You know, Big Bird from PBS.
Who?
Big Bird.
Who you said painted the oils of me?
Big Bird. Yes, he left you some oil paintings.
So you can't mail them to me?
No, you have to come pick them up. They're really large. They're too big for us to mail.
What's the name of the place
at? Is that Gerbil and Associates?
Did you say Gerbil or Associates?
Gerbil and Associates. We're a law firm in Cary that manages estates for Muppets.
So what other building is it besides?
It's not too far away from the Trader Joe's.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we're in the
right there in Kildare.
Where it used to be.
And you said somebody left them for me.
Yes.
I can't imagine who that is.
It's Big Bird from Sesame Street. He passed away today. I don't know if it was all over the national news. I'm surprised you didn't hear about it already.
No, I haven't heard a thing about it.
It did. Just if you Google, you know, Big Bird dead, you'll see. He passed away.
I don't know no Big Bird.
Well, he knows you because he painted some oil painting portraits of you 30 years ago, and he just wants to give them back to you in his will.
Wow.
I know.
Mm-hmm. I can't send somebody else.
I mean, you can send someone else to come get them, but we just need them gone by Friday.
By Friday?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, I figured I'd get somebody to come by and pick them up for me.
Okay, that sounds good. And are you going to be attending the funeral service?
I'm going to be what now?
Are you going to be attending the funeral?
I doubt it. I doubt it.
Yeah, you know where the Kroger used to be on Highway 64?
What's the name of the church?
No, it's not a church. Big Bird didn't have a lot of money, so where his funeral is going to be inside the used to be Kroger on Highway 64. The funeral is going to be inside the grocery store near the customer service desk.
Oh, cross 64 there. Okay.
Where McDonald's
is.
Yeah, it's going to be on Thursday at noon. So if you go there, just ask the store manager at the grocery store where the funeral is, and he'll show you what aisle it's in. He wanted to be buried over in the poultry section, you know, near the deli. So they're actually burying him under the store.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I try to send somebody to pick up those oil paintings.
Okay, and remember, Thursday at noon, that's in the old Kroger building. That's where the funeral is. Just ask the store manager.
Oh, okay. Okay, then. Nothing happened. I'll see you then. Bye-bye.
Okay, thank you. Hey, everybody. Just a copyright note for anyone who may be listening on Facebook or YouTube. This show does have some copyrighted songs in it by Big Bird, so... on the Facebook and YouTube versions, I'm going to have to edit some of this out. So if you want to hear all the music with Big Bird in it, just head on over to prankoperator.com, click on the phone show, and you can listen to the full unedited version of this episode of the phone show. If you don't care for the music and just want to go straight to the prank calls, then just stay where you are and enjoy the show.
Boy! Look at that beautiful, absolutely marvelous word! Abkadefki Jekyll Menokwer Suwis is, it's the most remarkable word I've ever seen. Abkadefki Jekyll Menokwer Suwis is, I wish I knew exactly what I mean. It starts out like an A word, as anyone can see, but somewhere in the middle it gets awful queer to me. Abkadefki Jekyll Menokwer Suwis is, if I ever find out just what this word can mean, I'll be the smartest bird the world has ever seen. What can that strange looking word possibly mean? Funny word. It might be kind of an elephant, or a funny kind of kazoo, or a strange exotic turtle you never see in a zoo, or maybe a kind of a doggy, or a particular shade of blue, or maybe a pretty flower. Nah, not with a name like that. Abkadefki Jekyll Menokwer Suwis is, it's the most remarkable word I've ever seen. Abkadefki Jekyll Menokwer Suwis is, I wish I knew exactly what I mean. It starts out like an A word, as anyone can see, but somewhere in the middle it gets awful queer to me. Abkadefki Jekyll Menokwer Suwis is, if I ever find out just what this word can mean, I'll be the smartest bird the world has ever seen.
You're listening to The Phone Show on prankoperator.com.
Hi, you've reached the birdhouse. We aren't at home right now. We're out flying around with some of our 17 grandbaby birds. We'll call you back as soon as we land. Have a blessed day.
Hello?
Hello, Harold?
No.
Mr. Bird?
No, he's not here.
Oh, do you know when he'll be back?
He's out of town.
Oh, well, can you just tell him how adorable that answering machine message is?
I'm his son. I'm house-sitting for him.
Oh, okay.
So they're out of town for a while.
Yeah, I'm doing a prank call show where I'm telling everybody because Big Bird died today that they left him stuff in his will, but that answering machine was just so cute. I just can't prank it. So,
yeah, they're out of town, so.
Yeah. Incidentally, can you let him know that Big Bird died and left him a giant bird's nest in his will?
What does that mean?
It means he inherited a giant bird's nest from Big Bird.
Like from Sesame Street?
Yeah.
Okay, when do they get that?
As soon as they pick it up.
From where?
Here at our office, which is on Kildare Farm Road. You remember where the Home Comfort used to be, next to the Trader Joe's?
Yeah, in Cary?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
Did you leave a message on the machine? I didn't answer because I didn't recognize the number.
No, I didn't leave a message. The machine was just so cute, I got distracted and I just called back.
Okay. Well, yeah, they're not going to be back for a while.
Well,
they're out of the country.
Well, we can hold it for a couple of months or so. Our office used to be a furniture store, so we've got the room for it.
Okay, well, yeah, why don't you give them a call back after the 12th?
Okay, yeah, that sounds good.
Okay, well, happy holidays to you.
You too.
All right, I'm sorry that Big Bird passed away.
Yeah, it's all right.
He's Papa Bird. That's what we all call him.
Yeah, I know. It was a major accident on Sesame Street. You probably heard about it on the news.
Well, thank you very much, and I'll send you a call, but you might want to call back and leave a message.
Okay, yeah, we'll do that. You said to call back after the 12th?
Yeah.
Okay, that sounds good then. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Bye.
Hello?
Hello, James?
Who is this?
This is Carl.
That's all right. We've made it to your destination. Carl? Wait a minute. Turn this TV down. I can't hear you. Oh. Hello now. Who is this?
Carl, I'm the attorney for Big Bird. He just passed away and he left you some stuff in his will.
Who is Big Bird?
You know, Big Bird. I guess he must know you from somewhere. He's big on television. Anyway, he just died this morning, and he left you some stuff in his will. So we were wondering when you could stop by our office and pick that stuff up.
Where is your office at?
We're on East 116th Street. But yeah, it looks like he left you a giant nest about the size of a swimming pool, a big bird's nest. He also left you some filing cabinets filled with crayons and other pictures that he drew over the years. And he really wants you to have them. So do you think you could come out with a truck and get it?
Where is this at? In Indianapolis?
Yes.
Oh, I don't live in Indianapolis anymore.
Well, that's fine. We can hold it for a couple weeks, but you need to come get your stuff because this Big Bird left it to you in his will. So it's yours now. You got a
job. I want to know who is Big Bird.
You know, Big Bird, he lives on Sesame Street on TV. You've probably seen him on PBS.
Yeah.
Yeah, he died this morning. And he left you his bird's nest and about 3 filing cabinets full of pictures that he drew.
I have no idea how he could know who I am.
Well, he knows you from somewhere, so we need you to come pick up your stuff.
Well, if I don't, maybe I can have my uncle to come pick it up.
Yeah, that's fine. Do you think you could have somebody pick it up within the next 2 weeks or so?
I'll try my best. I was thinking I'd get one of my uncles or my cousin wanted to come pick it up.
Yeah, that works. Do you need the address here to our office?
No, I need your address at your office or wherever it is. Wait a minute. I've never heard talk of this Big Bird, because I ain't never seen Big Bird.
Well, he left you some stuff in his will, so you just got to come pick it up or send someone else to do it. You ready for the address?
Wait a minute, Big Bird.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, it's 6969.
6969.
East 116th Street.
East 116th Street.
Suite 420.
What?
It's suite number 420, like 420.
Oh, suite. Wait a minute. Suite number what?
420.
420.
Yep, and that's Indianapolis.
Yeah, okay.
Yep. And it's for a giant bird's nest, the size of one of those big above-ground pools. It's a bird's nest, and three tall filing cabinets with crayons and pictures that Big Bird drew.
Okay, I was thinking I'd get my uncle to come over there and check it out. You said, well, they'll tell him what it is when you get there, right?
Yeah, they'll tell him what it is.
Okay, all right. I don't know how this has got to me. All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, bye-bye.
The funeral's Friday if you want to come attend his service.
It's when?
It's Friday.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
All right, okay.
Yep, but they're having the funeral inside Kroger.
They're having the funeral where?
Inside the Kroger. He didn't have a lot of money, so they're having it in the Kroger.
Oh, okay.
So just go to
the... All right, thank you.
Yeah, just go to the customer service desk on Friday, and they'll tell you which aisle the funeral's in.
All right, okay.
They're burying him under the store. Over near produce.
Okay.
Okay. Well,
okay, bye-bye.
Hello, Larry?
He's not in right now. Can I help you?
Yeah, this is Carl. I'm the attorney here managing the estate for Big Bird. Mr. Big Bird just passed away this morning, and he left some stuff to Larry in his will.
Who are you trying to call?
I'm trying to call Larry Bird.
What'd you say?
I said Big Bird passed away this morning, and he left some stuff to Larry in his will.
All right, what else?
Well, that's it. I just needed to let you know that he left some stuff in the will. It looks like, looking at the sheet here, he left a bird's nest, a big bird's nest about the size of, I guess, one of those above-ground pools. Three filing cabinets full of crayons and some pictures that he drew. So, yep, just come pick that up soon. Ma'am? Hello, ma'am? Are you still there?
It might be better if I speak to her. Excuse me, ma'am. This is Carol with Big Bird's Estate. We're calling to let you know that Big Bird left you some stuff in his will. We're trying to see if you'd like to pick it up. Or if we should
send it to us.
Well, ma'am, the nest he left you is too big. It would take a freight truck. So you're going to need to...
Hello.
Hello, Geneva?
Yeah, who's calling?
This is Carl from Gerbil and Associates. I'm managing.
From where?
From Gerbil and Associates.
What do you want?
Well, geez, don't bite my head off. I'm managing the estate for Big Bird, who passed away this morning, and he left you some stuff in his will.
For who?
Big Bird. He left you stuff in his will.
Who's Big Bird?
You know, from PBS.
No, I do not.
Well, anyway, he must know you because he left you his nest.
He left me what?
His bird's nest.
His bird nest?
Yes. All right, and that is our show. If you're listening on the website and not on Facebook or YouTube, you can stay tuned after this announcement and hear some music by Big Bird. Otherwise, that is the end of today's show. If you'd like to support the show, you can go to patreon.com/prankoperator. You can go to prankoperator.com. There's buttons on there that you can like us on Facebook and follow me on YouTube. And if you send me some lists of numbers to prank and prank requests, I will probably get more shows out a lot more frequently than I currently do, because I'm not very good at getting shows out, because it takes a lot of time to find numbers. A lot of people don't answer their phones. So if you want to help me out with some prank requests, I'll get more shows done. Again, thank you for listening, and remember to give a moment of silence for Big Bird.
Good morning, Mr. Sun. Welcome to the sky. Shine on all the little creatures as you're passing by. Stop yawning, Mr. Sun. Time to make a day. Brightening every little corner as you go your way. The moon and stars are fine at night, but when it's day, we need your light. So we say, keep shining, Mr. Sun, smiling in the blue. You'll see all the little children smiling back at you. Birds and bees, the flowers, the trees, the whole wide world will seem to say, good morning, good morning, Mr. Sun. Good morning, have a
oh, well, everybody's heard about the bird. The bird. The bird's the word. Oh, well, a bird. Bird is the word. Oh, well, a bird. Bird is the word. The bird. Bird's the word. Oh, well, a bird. Bird's the word. Bird. Bird is the word. Oh, well, a bird. Don't you know about the bird? Well, everybody knows the bird's the word. Oh, well, a bird. The bird's the word. Oh, well, a well, everybody's heard about the bird. Bird. But bird's the word. Well, a bird. But bird's the word. Well, a bird. Bird's the word. Bird. Oh, mau, 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 mau
Excuse me, Big Bird, what was that word again?